Welcome to Shomar Shomar and the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Am Yaakov Leah Pasi Yitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis at the end of the Amud says, "The Me'olam Lo Yoso Chamo Pkimoso Shelavona." The sun never sees the indentation of the moon; it always sees the round part of the moon, not the other side. Now, physically, it's very understood because the sun is putting light towards the moon. But the Gemara here is giving us a message. The reason why, physically, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu created, that the Levana is always facing the sun from its full part, from its round part, is because of the Shalom Bimroimu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is being shown between the Cham and Levana, in order not to be, the Levana should not be embarrassed in front of the Cham. What does this mean? So obviously, there's very deep inyonim in this Gemara, and all the Mekubalim really mention this Gemara in different contexts. I'm just going to bring one idea. And it's brought down both in Emek HaMelech, which is going based on the Arizal, and the Maharal is in his own way in Chidushi HaGodes. And the idea is like this. The Chamo represents the Hashpa from above. Meaning the sun is the giver, so that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this analogy. The Levana is the receiver. The Levana is receiving all its light from above, and all it does is reflecting the light towards the world. That's connected to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael received the light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then they transfer and transmit the light to the world. Just as a side point, even though in previous shiurim we mentioned that the Umas HaOlam, the Goyim, they count based on the Chamo, how does that fit to what we're just saying now? So the answer is, Am Yisrael have their own identity. They are a Levana receiver in the Chamo. While the Umas HaOlam, they don't have their own identity, so all they have is a Chamo, all the light that comes to the world, which is constant. But when we talk about the relation of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, the Chamo, and Am Yisrael is the Levana, the Mekabel. Now the Levana became Chosar. We know when Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the two were in the same size. And then the Levana had a Taina, and Kadosh Baruch Hu made it smaller. And it's brought down in the Sfarim, Yitzchak Isaac Chavar speaks about it, that the idea is that the Levana represents Am Yisrael, represents that in this world, the Mekabel, the receiver, is not on the same level of what the Mashpia is giving it in. We never are able to reach a full potential Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for us in this world, Olam Hazeh. Only Lasid Lavo, you will reach that full potential, and then really it says that the Levana will be back to the size of the Chama, meaning to be fully receiving everything Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. In this world, we have limitations, we have boundaries, that we're not able to reach that full potential. That's what Levana is Chaser. So explain the Mefarshim, that's all from what Lamaisa we have over here in the world. We're chaser. We have the potential one day to get there, but we don't have it over here in this world. But that's mitzad us down here in the world. Mitzad our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu and our yearning and what we want to receive from Hashem, that we're still full. In other words, the Levana is always when towards the Chama, when you face the sun, when you face the Mashpia, that connection point, there it's full. There the Levana is always going to be around. There is nothing is missing. Because if we're missing in the connection and receiving from Hashem, so then we don't have what to get. But if we have the right connection, the right chibur, the only thing is that we, as human beings, don't have the ability to take that and to bring it to full fruition, so that's something that could be fixed. So the pshat is the levana towards the chamo, to when it faces the chamo, it's always full. Towards itself, towards the world, then it's where it's missing. It's able to receive, but not able to implement it. We have the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're fully connected, but we're not able to bring ourselves to the full potential. That's the idea, that's the message over here. And just to add to one more thing, what's brought down the Chasam Sofer in Drushas. Chasam Sofer in Drushas says that Yeshua, when he became the Mahanig, says that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be there at all. He needed to leave right away. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer, because Moshe Rabbeinu is also Moshul to Pnei Chama. And he's the Mashpia, he's the beginner, he's the one who's giving everything. Yeshua is connected to Pnei Levana. He's only a reflection of what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot see the begimo of the Levana. He can't see the missing part of the Levana. If he will be there when Yeshua is going to be the Manning, so then he's seeing that Levana is missing. The connection of Moshe to Yeshua, that transmission of Torah from Moshe to Yeshua, that's perfect. What's missing is what Yeshua is giving to Am Yisrael. The continuation, bringing that to fruition, that you don't have fully. That Moshe Rabbeinu cannot see. The Chamo's connection to Levana is perfect. Chamo cannot see what the Levana is missing, giving it over. This is the message of Sugya, very oimik, a lot of depth into it, put a lot of thought into it to understand the meaning of what the Mefreshim are telling us over here. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.